Just outside of the Opa-locka city limits, there's a place that draws about 100 Nigerian families together each week, Christ Apostolic Church, Miami.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
There was a time in the late 70s and 80s when there was talk of renaming part of Opa-locka, Little Lagos, after the city in Nigeria. Back then, hundreds of Nigerian students were attending Florida Memorial College nearby. But the idea fizzled, and after graduation, the students dispersed to other parts of South Florida. Deaconess Fola Adeleke says now is the moment to bring the Nigerian community together and show South Florida who they are.
When you say Asian American, they know Asian American. When it comes to Nigerian American, we're not really exposed like the rest of the community, and we want to be recognized as well.
Well, I mean, this is like 5 acres of land.
The empty lot across the street from a Miami Gardens convenience store isn't much to look at. A chain-link fence surrounds tall weeds and overgrown grass. Empty potato chip bags flutter by. This is where the Nigerian community wants to build a museum and cultural center.
If you don't have a cultural center, what can you say about your culture?
Joseph Obade is chairman of South Florida's Nigerian American Foundation. You have to take your culture into your own hands, he says. Otherwise, people do it for you. The foundation is leasing the land from Miami-Dade County for $1 a year. Museum organizers say this is their chance to showcase the richness of their homeland and continent. It's a way to say, we're here.
We brought a lot of culture down here, and we've been around here for quite some time. And a lot still needs to be known about the continent of Africa and Nigeria in particular.
There are more than 200 ethnic groups in Nigeria, all with their own languages and customs. The museum would showcase artifacts and artwork from those groups and from other parts of Africa. High Priest Osemoye Ebohon runs a museum in Nigeria. He was at a recent town hall meeting about plans for the new museum in Miami Gardens.
The building should incorporate designs from palaces and homes of nobilities in Africa.
Ebohon wants people to see those palaces and grand homes, to dispel stereotypes about Africans living in trees and huts. Museum organizers are also hoping to build an open-air atrium for African dance. The traditional dances of Africa weren't meant to be performed indoors. The museum is still in its early stages. Organizers have to fundraise and develop plans to have it built within the next 5 years. Otherwise, the land returns to the county. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.